Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share from over three decades of experience training already productive leaders and executives to increase their level of productivity and expand their leadership whilst also deepening their capacity and experience of well-being, both at work and in life. And today I want to speak about what is so important for how you experience your present moment and the power you have and how you're being in the world and the actions you take. The thing is this: what gives you your experience of life moment to moment to moment to moment have very little to do with your past and a lot more to do with the future that you are looking into. How you're being in the moment and how experienced situations in your world has way more to do with the future that you see for yourself than it has to do with what has happened in the past. Let me explain. I had a conversation today with a person who was complaining that they were so tired and they were so exhausted and they couldn't quite focus on their job and they hadn't been able to work much for the last week or so. Because, and then they had all these explanations of things that had happened lately. Long hours, diverse focus, and being under different kinds of pressure, and just not having taken care of themselves. And there was all these explanations of things that happened and happened and happened and happened and happened in the past. Interestingly enough, I draw a picture on a whiteboard with a person, and to the right I put the future, and to the left I put the past. And I explained, the past actually hasn't that much impact as it seems to have when we live our life day to day. It is the future you're looking into that has the impact. So I'm more curious to learn what altered about your future a week or two ago. What was the one future you were living into a couple of weeks ago that you no longer have in front of you as an inspiring future? And it got really, really clear. The person had been looking forward to a summer of moving to London. Moving to London for at least a couple of months, living there, meeting people that he knew, inspired to be able to work from another country while still being employed in Sweden. And it was this very inspiring possible future of a month in London and maybe longer that suddenly came to an end. 10 days ago or so, it became clear, no, there will be no moving to London this summer. So of course, when the future is inspiring, that future disappears, you get impacted. That has power over human beings. So rather than trying to come to terms with the exhaustion and the being exhausted, being tired, being a bit overworked, what about taking a look at, well, the London future is not happening. Now, what future do I want to create for myself in the next few months and beyond? Of course, when we have an inspiring vision, we have something in front of us that we believe in, we have something to look forward to that is inspiring to us, we get inspired and we get energized and we get in power. When you're struggling in the moment, ask yourself not what has happened, but ask yourself, what about my future isn't empowering and inspiring to me right now? And if you can get a sense of what it is in the future you're looking into that is not working for you, or that is overly challenging for you, or that is boring for you, or that is something that you can't get your inspiration and focus around, then you're onto something. The thing is, the future only exists in your head and in my head. The future exists only in our own thinking. And you're thinking you have some power over. You have no power over what happened in the past. You might have some power of how you think about what happened in the past, but more importantly even, the power of your future lies in your hand. Or should I say in your head and in your mouth? Because how you speak about your future and how you think about your future That can alter your experience of life in the moment. Now, moving into summer, vacation and beyond, give a few moments of thinking around the question, what do I want for myself during my vacation time? Since it's many people going on vacation right now as I record this podcast. Don't only think about what you want to get relief from of all the work you did up till your vacation, but give some conscious thought about to what would a great vacation look like for myself? How much time do I want just for me? What do I want to create for my family, if you have a family? What would I want to create with friends? A very common complaint I hear from clients year and year again is that I didn't have time enough for just myself over the summer. I spent so much time just being connected to other people, serving other people, doing stuff for other people, participating with other people. I forgot to take care of myself. So that sums up today's podcast. If you're struggling with an experience of less than being in your full power in the moment, don't look so much to what did happen. Look at what's in my future that doesn't empower me. And see if you can make a conscious choice to shift something about that future and ask yourself, what do I want for myself? Thanks for listening. I'll be back most days of the week with new podcasts. That's all for today.